But now the White House is looking for new ways to stay ahead of the technology curve. As always, one consideration is to upgrade its smartphones from BlackBerries to the others, Androids, Apples. But making the switch, not that easy. There are some things to consider, such as security, effectiveness, and cost. For perspective, we spoke with Sean McCarthy, research director at IDC Government. He tells us why the White House is not switching from using the BlackBerry so fast.
They have gone through some of the security clearances, proof of FIPS compliance, FISMA compliance in some cases, and they're entrenched. And sometimes it's difficult to get something removed when they are well entrenched and meeting current specifications. So BlackBerry is going to be with us for a while. But long term, there seems to be a lot of interest in some of the Android devices. The challenge you get into with Android when it comes to security, though, is that there are so many different flavors of Android that you have to make sure that you settle on maybe a handful of them and do the testing and make sure that their version meets all of your compliance requirements.
They've always said that BlackBerry was the federal government's favorite because of the security. And has anything else come up to replace it? Because the government buyers, they must be looking at this and say, we know that BlackBerry's days are numbered. We've got to find a standard replacement.
Mm-hmm. Various platforms can be made compliant often by systems integrators. So there are versions out there, but in general, BlackBerry seems to be the most complete right now. And interestingly, government has remained one of the strongholds for BlackBerry, kept them going because of that, the compliance that they have and the entrenched nature of their, the BlackBerry server and the hand units that, do what the government needs to do.
Yeah, the argument for the BlackBerry service was always because the email that gets sent back and forth is encrypted. But can't now all mobile devices encrypt email right on the device? And so, therefore, the BlackBerry advantage of having that worldwide network of encryption is really not that much of an advantage anymore.
Well, true. And that's what I found is often the systems integrators are involved with that. The average person doesn't tend to set their device up that way. And average IT department, while often they do have the skill set to do that, it takes time and effort to set all that up. What we've seen as, big systems integrators come in, sometimes in the process of replacing other systems, for communications and that, taking a, platform, whether it's iPhone, whether it's Android, et cetera, and saying we're going to, make this part of the overall communications, secure communications for the organization. That's where we see it tend to happen. It tends to happen kind of in a wholesale environment. We don't see it as onesies and twosies,
Has any manufacturer tried to woo the federal government as much as BlackBerry has?
All of them. the government is a lucrative market for all these device providers. I would say individual producers of Android probably more so than anyone. You can't say wholesale because there's so many people involved in it, but certainly, Samsung, certainly HTC to a certain extent, we've seen, outreach efforts to say, look, this is a big market. We'd like to be a player here.
And, of course, the other big issue is mobility itself. I mean, the BlackBerry came of age in the government at a time when its main purpose was email, and now people use email to a less extent than they use so many other technologies for communication in a mobile sense, plus all the other mobility apps that are being deployed. So doesn't that also kind of mitigate against BlackBerry once you get past the encrypted email question?
Well, BlackBerry certainly doesn't have as many other applications. I mean, nowhere near the other applications made for that platform. But in government, so much needs to be documented that email still remains very important. Certain other applications are used for doing the business quickly, collecting data, IMing to other government employees to say, whether let's meet here or this is what I found or whatever. But when it comes to filling out forms, making sure that they are filed correctly, leaving a paper trail, email still rules.
And into this whole debate, of course, is the bring your own device issue. Do you think that that's what's going to replace BlackBerries?
We like to say that bring your own device is fine if all you're doing is giving employees access to the internal guest network, where the Wi-Fi is open and they allow people on within the business. But across the entire enterprise when you have multiple applications that people need to access in that. And when security is as big an issue as it is in the government, you can't, again, like we're saying at the beginning, you can't really test every flavor of Android out there. So at that point, if you're going to start allowing people to bring their own device, you have to limit it. Say, we're only going to approve this subset of devices, maybe 5, 6 devices, but you can't test them all.
We're speaking with Sean McCarthy, Research Director for IDC Government Insights. So looking at it in the flip way, if you were BlackBerry and you wanted to remain strong in the government market, besides the strengths you've already got, what would you do to try to enhance your appeal?
Well, you've got to, you know, realize that other platforms are there. They've made a, you know, good inroads and they're going to stay. So, you know, a BlackBerry application that runs on Android and, you know, vice versa, being able to, in almost like a virtualized environment, run certain, whether it's Android or iPhone or, you know, obviously there's licensing and other issues involved here, but being able to run virtualized instances kind of coming and going to keep your device a key player so that people don't have a reason to say, I don't want this anymore. If it still does 90% of what they need and it gives them access to other environments, yeah, there's less of a reason to say, I don't want to stay on this platform anymore. Well, it's interesting because the other thing that's going on with wireless right now is the endpoint devices, and we expect a doubling of endpoint devices, you know, over the next year, and they're not necessarily what we consider the traditional cell phones. Because if you were to look at smart cities where you have everything from networked parking meters to road sensors, traffic signals, those types of things, those endpoint devices often report into some sort of wireless hub that's located in a neighborhood. So you're still talking about mobile devices and, you know, mobile-type data traffic, but it's a little bit different than the traditional smartphone thing. So we see that as a huge growth area for mobility, and it still plays into a lot of the big mobile players out there, your Verizons of the world, your ruggedized devices that are being made by a number of manufacturers, et cetera. So that's another key area.
So it might be the smartphone is not going to be the center of the whole mobility universe in the long run.
In the long run, yeah. There's going to be, it's so easy to install new devices out there in the world, especially when you get away from areas where landlines are easily accessible. You know, hubs of wireless hubs where, you know, all devices in this neighborhood or in this half-mile stretch report into this hub, and then the hub, in turn, is a single, you know, cell phone capability to go back into the rest of the network for the state or the federal government or whatever. When you're talking about border patrol, something like that can be very useful so that you don't have to hardwire the whole, you know, set of sensors down the whole length of a border.
So what do they actually look like? Because I think of smartphones. Are they, are you talking about little chips or what are they?
I have seen them as small as a pack of cigarettes or as large as a dinner plate. And sometimes you will see them on a pole with a couple of small antennas sticking out of them. You know, those are the types of things that you see. I haven't seen them super miniaturized yet, although I'm sure that's going to happen.